Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10 with some swinging modern mainstream sounds. Tonight, our featured highlight artist of the week is Richard Kamuka, not necessarily a household name, great tenor sax player who spent most of his time on the West Coast. He was a tenor sax soloist in both the Herman and Stan Kenton bands and went on to lead several groups. He also worked in the Shelling Man Quintet for quite some time, and a very accomplished tenor sax man who I think you'll enjoy. We're going to kick it off with an album cut by Richie called simply the Richie Kamuka Quartet. It was originally cut on a small independent label on the West Coast, the Mode label. And this is a nice standard that isn't done nearly enough. By Ranger and Robin, called If I Should Lose You. All right, that's our highlight artist of the week, the swing tenor sax sounds, West Coast tenor sax sounds of Richard Kumuka, kind of an offspring of the Lester Young light airy tenor sax style. It was Richie on tenor sax, Pete Jolly on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. Now we're going to go to another tenor man with a little harder sound out of the East Coast. I think he's originally from Chicago, gravitated to the big city in New York. And this is an album he cut on the Blue Note label in June of 1957 with Lee Morgan on trumpet, John Jenkins also on alto sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums, really an all-star aggregation. This is Clifford Jordan's version of Beyond the Blue Horizon.
Thank you.
There we have Beyond the Blue Horizon, written by Robin and Whiten, and Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, John Jenkins on alto sax. I think I also heard trombone player in there, but it wasn't listed on the liner notes. I think it was Curtis Fuller. Now we're going to turn to the an octet sound that was led up by Richard Kamuka. And this is an all-star personnel that included Frank Rossellino on trombone and Connie Condoli out of Mishawaka, Indiana on trumpet, Vince Guaraldi on piano. The arrangements are done by the baritone sax player Bill Holman. This is Matt Dennis's great, great ballad. It's lasted all down through the years, Angel Eyes. Thank you. Angel Eyes, great composition by Matt Dennis. That was a beautiful rendition of that particular composition by an octet led up by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Richard Kamuka on tenor sax. Fine arrangement there by Bill Holman on baritone sax also. He was a great tenor sax player in his own right and did a lot of arranging for the Kenton Band. Heard Mishawaka's finest, Connie Condoli on trumpet, and the wonderful trombone stylings of Frank Rossellino. I'll get into the Duke Ellington songbook a little bit, and we're going to do one of his classic compositions that was played by the Duke Ellington Band all down through the years. But this is done by alto sax man Benny Carter, who also did the arrangement. And it's a saxophone quartet with the rhythm section and really a swinging version of Cottontail from an Impulse album prepared by Benny Carter called Further Definitions. And besides Benny on alto sax and the arranger, got Phil Woods on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins and Charlie Ross on tenor sax. Dick Katz is in here on piano. Let's listen to Cottontail. Thank you. Cottontail, Duke Ellington composition, delightfully done by Benny Carter on alto sax, and he was also the arranger of that particular track, and included Phil Woods on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, and from an Impulse album called Further Definitions. Can we turn now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Richard Kamuka. This is from an album he cut with co-leadership, co-billing, with bass trumpet player Cy Tuff. Cy Tuff was out of Chicago. He was a co-member of the Woody Herman band with Richard Kamuka for some time, and so they got together and cut an album called Primitive Cats. About five of the tracks are a quintet, and about five of the tracks are an octet sound. We're going to lead it off with the octet sound of the Tuff Kamuka Quintet. That also included Pete Jolly on piano, Leroy Vinegar out of Indianapolis on bass, Chuck Flores on drums. This little thing out of the Count Basie book going clear back to pre-World War II times that was revived over the years by many, many jazz artists. And it's Ed Lewis's composition, It's Sandman.
Thank you.
Swinger was out of the Count Basie book called It's Sandman, and co-led by Cy Tuff on bass trumpet, Richard Kamuka on tenor sax. We had Pete Jolly, rhythm piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Chuck Flores. He was also a drummer in a Herman band around that time, great young drummer, and that was from their album called Primitive Cats. Now we're going to turn to one of DeSable's finest, DeSable High School. Johnny Griffin went on to worldwide fame, and he cut an album called Five Birds and a Monk. That sounds a little unusual, but Charlie Parker was named the bird. And so they do five Charlie Parker compositions and one composition by Thelonious Monk, i.e., Five Birds and a Monk. This is a bird composition. So all played down through the years, Billy's Bounce, with, of course, Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Stanley Cowell on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums.
Thank you.
Billy's Bounce, a Charlie Parker composition, played all down through the years by the Bop Players. That was Johnny Griffin on tenor sax. Had some nice piano work there by Stanley Cowell from Johnny Griffin's album he cut on the Fantasy label back in December of 78, called Five Birds and a Monk. All right, we're going to continue to highlight the works of Richie Kamuka. And as I stated at the outset of the show, Richie Kamuka worked first in the Stan Kenton Big Band, then he moved on to the Woody Herman Band. And while he was in the Woody Herman Band in the summer of 55, Woody broke up the Big Band and put together a small eight-piece group and hit the Las Vegas scene and worked the casinos. So every once in a while, he'd make some big bucks so he could finance his Big Band, and because Woody was really a good singer as well as a clarinet player, and so he did very well in the lounge acts in Vegas. And this is a little octet he put together that all these guys were in the Herman Band at that time. And, of course, Cy Tough on bass trumpet, who we just heard on Primitive Cats, and Richie Kamuka on tenor sax. Chuck Flores is here, who's a drummer with the Herman Band. And here's another item out of the Basie Band's book written by the Count himself, Jumping at the Woodside.
Bow, Bye.
Another tune out of the Count Basie book, that was Woody Herman's octet that included Richard Kamuka and Cy Tuff in the octet out of the bigger Herman band, scaled down Herman band for the Las Vegas gig, where Woody could make some bread singing and playing his clarinet and leading a little group. Then he would accumulate enough money to get back on the road with his big band, which is his real love. Well, we haven't done anything by Alto Man, our man, Art Pepper, on alto sax, one of our favorites. This is from Art's album called Surf Ride, and this is a great Jerome Kern composition, The Way You Look Tonight, and it also includes Jack Montrose on tenor sax, Claude Williamson on piano, Muddy Wood, Buddy Wig on bass, Larry Bunker on drums, The Way You Look Tonight. Kern's The Way You Look Tonight, delightfully done by Art Pepper on alto sax, Jack Montrose on tenor sax. Piano player you heard there was Claude Williamson. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM, better part of the last hour. We're delighted to bring you some modern mainstream sounds. We're going to have a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only 5 minutes or so, and then we'll be right back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz for another hour of swinging sounds. So we're going to take it out with another one of DeSavo High School's more famous alumni out of Chicago, Gene Evans on tenor sax. This is from his prestige LP, Boss Tenor, little thing written by Gene called Blue Ammons.